Hi, friend. I'm Ron, announcing the imminent arrival of Eternal Originator's Empire. I will read Supreme's inspired writings, translated into American English, at my site, waldoreedy.com, and comment. My email address is waldoreedy@gmail.com. Originator Liberator's timetable is critical for us now through 2028. The end of this society is dead ahead of us. The coming wonderful future world is at hand. Today is July the 12th, 2026. That is, according to the inspired solar lunar calendar, it's Tammuz 27, 57, 87. Now we are continuing in the last of Micah, chapter 7, verse 1. Wretchedness is for me. Now this is what Micah was saying. I have become like gatherings of summer produce, like gleanings of vintage. That is, he's talking about the fruit that would be available usually in the late summer, fall. No cluster is for eating. My person desires a first ripe fig. Verse 2. Decent have vanished from the planet. Wow, that's the news today. And he gave this news, about 3,000 or more years ago. No pleasing are among humans. Not a one of us. We all deserve death. We've all chosen death. All of them ambush for bloods. We're violent. They hunt much his relative to complete destruction. Each is relative to complete destruction. The news of violence in the world today is monumental. It's the worst ever in human history. Verse 3, hands thoroughly do evil. We are so very evil. The leader requests the judge for a bribe. The strong dictate his person's desire. He and they pervert it. Verse 4, their best is like the briar. That's not an edible type of thing. Correct is sharper like the hedge. Well, I guess we can say correct. Maybe I should say pleasing. I think I'll change that to pleasing. Pleasing, that is a pleasing person, is sharper like the hedge. Day of your keeping watch is on you. Your being taken care of will come. When we are given care, that's one thing. When we're taken care of, that's death. Then will be their confusion. Verse 5. You must not rely on a fellow human. There is no trust you can place in man or woman that is worthwhile. You must not put confidence in an intimate friend. Beware. That's what Micah tells us. How did he know this so long ago? You must guard your mouth's entrance from one lying on your embrace. The one who would lie on your bosom would probably be your wife or your husband. Verse 6, a son will despise a papa, a daughter will stand against her mama. A son's woman against her husband's mama. Terrible, terrible hate in society. A man's enemies are mortals of his house. Verse 7, I will keep watch with eternal originator. I await most powerful. That word for most powerful is Elohim, my liberty. My mighty one, there it is again, will hear me, only I think that's El, not Elohim, it's the singular. Verse 8, my enemy, you are not for me when I fall. I will rise, I will sit in the darkness. The eternal originator is enlightener. Do we understand that? We need to. That is what he is. He is enlightener for me. Verse 9, I will bear eternal originator's indignation. Yes, he does, like a loving father, punish those children he loves. I missed the target for him. Yeah, that's the thing. We do what is wrong, we're going to be paying the death penalty. He will contend my contention and execute my ethical management. He will bring me out to light. I will see with his correctness, his unique perspective of values. Verse 10, my enemy will see. Shame will cover one who said to me, where is eternal originator, your most powerful? My eyes will see with it. It will be underfoot like streets mud. Very graphic. Verse 11, that day, meaning right now, today, this is what he wrote about thousands of years ago. That day is a day to build your walls. A limit will be removed. Verse 12, that day will come to you from level plain and towns of fortification to siege. That happened in the time of Micah, but it is pointing to a much worse time right now. To river and sea, from sea as well as mountains, mountain. Verse 13, the land will be desolate because of its inhabitants from result of their habits. Yes, 90% of the earth will be depopulated here in the next few days and weeks and months. Verse 14, you tending your people with your staff, a flock, your responsibility, who inhabit an isolated woods will tend in the middle of plantation. I think you may know plantation, that is the word Carmel. Probably you know it better by its original phonetic word, but that's the meaning of Carmel. Fertile land and perpetual fountain, like days past. These are all areas there to the north of Jerusalem. Now, verse 15, I will show him what is wonderful, like days of your going out from double stronghold land. That's Egypt. He gave them victory and great wealth and destroyed the world's greatest military. Verse 16, ethnic groups will see. They will be disconcerted from all their strength. They will place a hand on mouth. Their ears will be deafened. Verse 17, they will lick soil like reptile, like earth crawling creatures. Lick soil is just a, you know, rather down to earth picture. It's not talking about actually licking it. They will tremble. It's idiomatic, in other words. They will tremble from their territories. They will revere eternal originator, our most powerful. They will fear you. That day is coming. It's sure not here now, but give it a little time. Verse 18, most powerful, who is like you? You will take away guilt and pass over rebellion for the remnant of his heritage. His displeasure will not be firm for the future. It's not going to last forever. He takes pleasure in kindness. He's kind. He's patient. He's sure been patient with me for over 80 years. Verse 19, he will turn. He loves deeply. Can we imagine that he is compassionate? That's why he spanks us. He will disregard our guilt. He's the only one who can do that. He will hurl all our missing the target into the sea's depths. Wow. This is fascinating, positive news. This is the real news of the world today. Verse 20, you will give stability to heal. Heal is Yaakov, or Jacob, as we sometimes say, and goodness to multitudes, papas. Multitudes, papa, of course, is Abraham, that you guaranteed to our papas from days past. So Abraham's descendants, I know I'm one of them, and I think The girl that works here is another one of his descendants only. She'd be a daughter and I'd be a son, you know. That's the little difference there. Okay, let's stop right here and make a few concluding remarks. And we'll see what we get into next time. We must flee idolatry. We must flee immorality. We must flee deceiving and coveting, dishonoring our parents, stealing, murdering. We must be being renovated now, or we will die. Friends, I hope you choose life.